Time for presenting a program that embraces the continuance of education by those individuals who prefer for various reasons to attend the community colleges first, that this is an opportunity for them to continue with the partnership. But it's not just for those individuals, it's for individuals who cannot access place-bound situations and are able to go on with an education online, which is already now a part of our new generation. The global campus is overarching in that we are coming forth as a premier university to offer this process of education. We're certainly not going to be the last, because I've heard already that there are many more priming up to move in and to offer the same kind of opportunities, because there are millions of people who want the opportunity to get an education, and we know that they are in places where or have situations where they are not able to attend class. So I think that the design that the committee will develop will have a present to us as a board and present to our university a premier account of how there will be courses offered and an opportunity for many, many people to receive a degree. So I agree with the trustees who've indicated that we should move forward in developing the plan for the courses and presenting it to this board.
Trustee Epley and then Trustee McFarland.
Thanks, Niranjan. I think most of my colleagues know how dedicated I am to the mission of Global Campus, and for that part of the resolution, I want to express my gratitude to the President and the Berbulis Committee for recommitting us to the true mission of Global Campus, which is baccalaureate degree completion. And I may be prone to overstatement on this point, but I've said this many times, I truly believe that this is the Morrill Act mission for us at this time, to increase opportunity, to increase access to education for people in this state. As far as the resolution itself goes, beyond that confirmation of the mission, there's very little I find in there that I strongly agree with. Having said that, there's also not much I disagree with, and I can support the resolution today if that's what we decide to do. I would like to ask publicly, because part of this resolution looks like we've been down this path before. When we originally modeled Global Campus, it was intended to be independent, to provide it its own running room, its own means of support, its own accreditation, its own ability to develop programs. At the persistence of the faculty, this board recommended to the President and the administration that we work with the faculty instead, in partnership to develop programs. And the proof of that was evidenced last November when we decided that wasn't working. We needed to get accreditation because the programs weren't coming. So I do have a little bit of fear that we're walking back down the same path that's already proven to be less than successful. So what I would like to do is ask the chancellors, and maybe more particularly the provost, as the chief academic officers of the campus, who now will be responsible for developing these baccalaureate degree programs, do you agree with the mission of Global Campus? Will you encourage and require your faculty to come up with these programs so that we can actually have degree completion programs to offer people who cannot otherwise attend a four-year institution like Urbana or Chicago or Springfield? Richard, you're nodding.
Yeah, thank you for those comments.
Well, I have more comments. I'm just really just wanting to know if you do you publicly agree with the mission?
I tend to not. No, I mean, I think there is a.
Well, it's important to know. I think it's important for this board to know. We've been through this before. Yeah, if the campuses aren't going to play along,
I understand.
Then we're just wasting our time. If
you want more than a nod, you want me to.
I don't mean to put you in a box, but as expressed in the resolution, do you support the notion that we should have available online baccalaureate degree programs?
I do believe that, and I believe we First of all, I appreciate President White mentioning our work with Parkland, but in fact, we're actually also working with 13 community colleges as in the way of bringing students onto campus for degree completion. There is, and I think it's evidenced in the data that's been before the board, a great passion for online education. Now the game will be to inflect it more towards degree completion, and I believe there is considerable opportunity to do so. I think Trustee Bruce rightly put up the fact that there is considerable work on articulation. Personally, I think that there are two areas, and we've been approached by the College Board, actually working with UIC, to think of reaching out to community colleges for helping people enter the medical profession. There's great need in areas of energy. I think some of this will be done online. Some of it will be done online and residential. You know, one can't predict exactly the form or the outcome, but I do think there's more than a little, I would say considerable enthusiasm for entertaining all of these ideas.
Yes. I would agree. I've had conversations with my co-chancellors and as well as faculty on the UIC campus. Prior to the vision that President White had articulated about the global campus, UIC was having an internal conversation about UIC Online, but decided to step back and to wait until the global campus conversation had come to some closure to ascertain how to leverage it in order to achieve our objectives. So I'm supportive. I see it as having wonderful intellectual opportunity.
Rich?
Is Provost Tanner here? Would you like to make comment on it?
I think we're very...
Can you step forward, please?
I think the UIC faculty will be very supportive of expanding online education. Particularly for UIC, I think the blended mode is going to be important, which pure online would be a component. I don't think there's any real resistance to the idea of the global campus in its concept. I do believe that taking on the degree completion adds complexities, and Trustee Schmidt has alluded to some of those. It's the articulation issues, and I'm not close enough to it to know exactly on what time frame we will be able to resolve those. But I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for enhancing online education and degree completion as well.
Rich, obviously you have a pretty robust program.
Well, first let me say two or three things. To Trustee Schmidt's questions, it's important to understand that UIS throughout its history and our predecessor University of Sangamon State was senior level only. So even now, if you just look at numbers, UIS brings in about 300 freshmen a year. We have over 3,000 undergraduate students. So the large majority of our students are already community college transfer students. We have dozens of articulation agreements with community colleges all over the state of Illinois to bring our students in. Relative to online, we've always seen that as just another extension of our mission to serve non-traditional students. And now we've had the ability to serve them worldwide. We had a couple of milestones this year. We exceeded 1,200 students exclusively on our online. We have 17 degree completion programs, currently online. And we have 1,200 students, exclusively online students, that is getting their degrees completely. But this year we also had a remarkable landmark where we had 10,000 enrollments. That is, you know, there's a lot of duplication in there, but we had 10,000 enrollments in online courses. So if you ask, do we believe in the mission of the global campus? Yes, we do, and we always have. I think that what we're doing here, and the President and I have talked about this quite a bit, is getting the chance to bring the best of both worlds in. For example, now the rough plans in 2.0 are to not only stimulate growth of new programs, but to have funds available for the expansion of current programs so that we can build on our successes with money available from other sources that we haven't had before. It is no secret that UIS could never have been so successful without a couple of $1 million from the Sloan Foundation, which allowed us to train faculty properly and so on. That's where all the enthusiasm came from. So I think that our commitment to degree completion programs is strong, and not only strong, it's absolutely necessary for us to even exist. And so the issues that you brought up, Ken, are ones we've been dealing with for a number of years, and we have experts in those, in addition to experts in online education itself. We have people who spent their lives doing articulation, who I think will now be more available to the entire university system. And that's also true of our online folks like Ray Schroeder and others. This gives them more an opportunity to jump in and help see this wonderful vision that I think the president first expressed in his inaugural address, as I recall. We get a better chance to jump in there and make that come true.
Mr. Chairman, I'm actually not done, but I want to thank the chancellors. And the reason I raise that point, maybe it's obvious, I don't have to say this, but Global Campus 2.0 will put more pressure on you and your institutions to develop these programs, and the board needs to know whether or not, if we actually establish expectations, that we can count on the campuses to deliver them, because it's going to take time and resources and commitment absent accreditation for Global Campus itself. Now it's up to you to make it happen. I want a couple other points and a couple of specifics on the resolution. My sister and I were the first people on either side of either parent's family to go to college. My sister went on to take her U of I degree. She got a master's degree and a PhD. Spent some time in the private sector, and then when her kids went to college, she went back and got a teaching certificate. She now teaches grade school because she understands the transformative power of education. We talk about it all of the time. As you listen to some of the comments and you read some of the newspaper articles, especially in Urbana, and I don't want to pick on the Urbana faculty or the Urbana students, but you hear underneath a lot of the comments about Global Campus sort of this elitism that you heard, because I went back and, as Michelle Thompson got for me, articles about the GI Bill. And you heard elitist universities say, God forbid we let all these vets back into school, all these rabble-rousers, we have no room for them, they don't deserve an education. Well, guess what? The GI Bill was an amazing success. We have our own experience in elitism. And that's when Circle Campus was merged with the medical campus to create UIC, same sort of thing. You know, God forbid we let these kids now in Chicago earn a U of I degree. But it's not about the value of my Urbana degrees. It's not about the value of Paul's Urbana degree. It's about the value of the Global Campus degree or the online degree that somebody else is going to get. And if we're lucky enough to make this work, we can be as grateful that we were part of a transformative event in Illinois public higher education as the GI Bill, as the success of UIC. And that's why it's critically important to recognize that this isn't about my U of I degree. I already have them. They're fine. They're not going to be devalued. If somebody in central Illinois or southern Illinois who, for family reasons or job reasons or disability or resources, can't come to the Urbana campus, but if they can still have a U of I degree, God bless them, and they can enter the workforce or public service or do whatever they want to do. I don't think we spend enough time looking past our own interest and really understand why it is we're approaching Global Campus. As to the resolution itself, my only suggestions, and again, whether we pass it today or not, I'm always going to be supportive of this, but I would encourage us to remember that the focus, Joe, it's got to be a consumer-oriented focus. We got caught up tripping over ourselves early on when we could even convince everyone to allow their online programs to be listed under Global Campus, right? I mean, the consumer doesn't care about our internal squabbles. We just need to present a unified face to the people who want these educations so they can just look and see what can I take online? How can I complete my degree? I worry a little bit about the teeth, and maybe this is where the plans that come back will come in. You know, right now we can establish expectations, but I don't know how, with this resolution, we actually put anybody's feet to the fire. You know, how is it that we come back and say, well, you didn't perform? You know, I don't think this board wants to do this over and over and over every couple of years. I agree wholeheartedly with Devin's comments. We're not making this up out of whole cloth. There's plenty of this out there, right? And, you know, sometimes, again, I think we get bogged down in thinking that we just have to make it up as we go. Well, there's a lot we can learn from. A lot's already been done. I guess that's it. And thank you for the time.
Trustee McFarland and then Trustee Doris.
I'll be very, very brief, but